Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What up, what up, what up, Rugby Rant fans? It is Rob the Hammer Hammerschmidt, and yes, we're coming to you with episode 176, and we got a great one right here today because this is the ultimate hang. I mean, we have got one of the top team fan podcasts that's out there. That is the Seawall Podcast, and you got some dudes. Like, let me just tell you something, folks. I had a great You know, John Cullen has been on this show before, played for the Hounds last year. He is the ultimate dude, and part of it's because he's, you know, not named John Wayne Cullen after the fucking Duke, right? So he is the ultimate dude, really? And he was a fan of saying, you know, you got to have some dudes on the rugby pitch, and those are those guys that just get it done, right? And that's who I'm hanging with today. Three dudes who get it done. We got, of course, you know, is the rugby ambassador, Matt Cartwright. All right. And then we got to his left, LaVon Dunn, who, by the way, ultimate the cap man. Right there, my brother. I was sporting one this weekend on the side.
Scally's Unite. Right?
Yep. And then next to him, this is a special dude. And that's not to say, you know, Matt and LaVon aren't special dudes. They're special dudes. But this is the dude of all special fucking dudes. Right? We've got Nick Greer, who is Rookie the fucking Seawolf.
Hey, man. Right? Right there, yes.
Oh. Right behind you. Right behind you.
Right there. All right. Now, obviously, he isn't that small. You know, he's a full-size grown-ass Seawolf. But, you know, he gets shit done. And he was, let me just put it on record, he was the first mascot in the MLR. So you're talking a rugby mascot royalty right here. All right, boys, go once around the horn here. What's up with you boys? Tell me a little something about what's happening.
I'll take it away. So June 21st or 22nd, actually Saturday, June 22nd, Valley Kangaroos is hosting a rugby golf tournament here in Auburn, actually. So, which is just south of Seattle. So, that's a little bit of news.
So we're golfing with rugby balls.
Golfing with rugby balls.
We're not golfing.
It's going to be fantastic.
They made a rugby golf course.
Yeah. Yeah. By one of the guys that plays for Valley Kangaroos, and it's their, they have a huge,
Todd and Sarah,
yeah. five acres. And, June 22nd. 10 to start at 10 o'clock.
10 to 6.
10 yep. to 6.
10 to 6. And then we got a game that night, if I remember
correctly. Yep. The last game of the season. Last game of the season.
There can be a lot of drinking getting done between 10 o'clock
I looked at my wife and I said, June 22nd, honey. Man, it's going to be a lot of socializing. I'm just going to get you ready now.
Don't expect. Oh, yeah, be prepared for that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Honey, I love you, but you're not going to love me by the end of the day.
Yeah, so that's cool. That's cool. So Matt, give us everybody an update. You know, you've been pretty vocal and out there about your health and what's going on with you, and everybody's been giving you a lot of love. So Is there an update? How you been feeling? Matt, how you been feeling?
There he is. Yeah. Update. What do you want to hear, buddy? Like, I'm an open book.
How are things progressing? Are you feeling good? You're getting around, obviously. You're going to a lot of games.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, that's a good one. Like around the pitch in the MLR. Here we go. Well,
no, we're waiting on around the pitch. Levon jumped the gun. That's okay.
I went and harassed.
He had premature around the pitch. You know, there's a. Yeah, I'm getting hymns on that. Hymns on that. They're going to have a cure for it. So Levon's going to be okay. We just have to, you know, he's going to have to go online. He'll have to do his specialized prescription, and they'll send it to him in the mail. So we'll do a round the pitch in a minute, but, you know, until four hymns gets, you know, his script out, we'll have to wait.
Sponsored by. That's a good sponsor. For all these guys. Sorry, I'm running for a new sponsorship right here.
Went to New Orleans and got to harass our mutual friends, Dan and Sheila Falcon, and got to stay with them. Had a hoot. I didn't need to use my walker, which I brought it. But let me tell you, traveling with a walker is just overrated. You're that guy that goes to the front of the line because you're fucking handicapped. And you're just like, can I get in soon? Thanks, guys. You know, whatever. No, went and hung out with Dan and Sheila in New Orleans. Got to go to the game. Treated like fan royalty. They always take care of everybody. They're such good people. Had an absolute hoot. I don't think I wanted to leave. I mean, I know I didn't want to leave. I mean, their hospitality in the South is just bar none. Then we went over to Houston with the Fletcher brothers. Those two guys are awesome. They came all the way over to hang out with us in New Orleans and stayed with Dan and Sheila as well. And then we went back. We were 3 minutes from the center of a tornado. So I dodged a tornado that literally was in one, had a turned over semi and all that fun stuff.
Heck yeah.
And then, I think a little pebbles in the back seat, you know, that were supposed to be in my Depends. Anyways, that was surreal. Anybody that's been in a tornado will understand, and Twister is like pretty accurate. So then we went over to Houston, and then Houston was cool until another tornado ran through downtown on, I think it was Thursday night, and it knocked out 800,000 people with power. Ooh. So that was surreal in itself. I was hanging out with some people they're playing cornhole. Acting like another day, everybody's sipping on something. It's in the evening, and I'm over in the corner just like, Lord, please help. Do not come through this place. You know, like just praying my life away, if you will. And then we went to the Houston game against Chicago. And I'm a huge Sam Harris fan. You know, Brad Tucker, Luke White, Ben Landry. I mean, I'm just like, I'm a total fanboying over here, you know. Adrian,
such a Nate Osberger fan.
Oh, are you an Osberger fan? Yeah, so he kicked. I mean, he did some damage that game. He did great. You know, it's fun to be in enemy territory rooting for your Chicago Hounds when, I mean, like only a handful of us were there and other people were from Austin. So I'm the only guy flying in from out of town to do this show. And it was a hoot. Got to see everybody after the game, say hi and, you know, get accolades, if you will. It was cool to see Luke and Sam and Brad and Ben and all that. And I don't mean to be name dropping, but it's so cool to have these relationships with players because they genuinely see you and they're like, what the are you doing here? Like that was Ben Landry's literally out of his mouth. Like, Matt, what are you doing here? Like, I don't know. Flew down here to see some guys play some rugby from Chicago. You know anybody? Right. So did that. And then the next day we drove up to Dallas and went to the Seattle Dallas game and watched Dallas pick apart Seattle very effectively. And as humbling as it was as a fan, it was great for the league. It's been great for the league to see the level of talent. Everybody coming up.
Dude, that their defense that game was stout.
Yeah, I mean, like, you're seeing these guys flourish in other teams. Adrian is a, like, being the fly half. That's a great example. He wasn't very effective with our – I mean, he's a good player, so I'm not taking away from him. But, like, him going from Seattle as a fly half and then going to Chicago and being – or, excuse me, a fullback and then going to Chicago being a fly half, wow, it's fun to watch those guys grab a gear and, like, play to their strengths.
Yeah.
You know, but, yeah, no, it's been a blast traveling around. We'll be going to San Diego next, and then we'll go to San Diego for the championship too, so – having a hoot, and my health is coming back slowly but surely. Just praying it keeps coming back.
Are you going to the Houston game?
I am not going to the Houston game. It's the expense for the car. I have a way to get there, but it's like travel all the way to New York and then go to Houston. I just don't want to do it that way. You know,
cannonball run.
Oh my goodness gracious, that's a lot of flying for like a game, and then of course it's going to be in Houston. And by the way, it's going to be like, I don't know, probably 96 to 106 and humidity of 86. So it's like, I'm cool, bro. I'll be drier in the shower. So, but I'll tell you what, anybody that wants to go to Houston, definitely a place to go. The Saber Bros, which are a group down there, huge fan base. They're the shiznit. I mean, I'm just telling you, like, they know how to put on a tailgate. We did two pigs while we were down there. They always, like, if you get caught on social media without their boy band shirts, and you know, I'm talking to Dan Henry, your boy band shirts. Anyways, if you get caught on social media without them with a picture, you have to buy like a fifth of like a really nice liqueur or liquor. So they get penalized if they don't wear it. I don't know. It's kind of fun.
Let me just tell you something. I love that. I love that kind of stuff. You know, when I was playing, we used to have Kangaroo Court. So we go on a tour, and at the end of the tour, you'd have K Court. And it was just, it was a great, you know, team building experience. And I'm sure with the fans, it's a great way to build camaraderie and fun amongst fans. Keep people coming back. You know, you don't want to miss, yes, you know, it's that FOMO, right? You don't want to miss those funny opportunities and those opportunities to just enjoy one another, enjoy one another's company, and, you know, knock on each other a little bit, and have a good time doing it. So I'm going to go around the horn here. Nick, dude, what are you up to? What is Rucky up to? Give us the 411, bro.
Rucky's not really anything, man. Really, supposedly this is gonna be my last year doing Rucky. So, but I'm in talks with trying to continue it. But as of right now, I mean, so the 22nd will be my last regular season home game, and then if we fall in any home playoff games, that'll be my last game, and then, you know, they'll. When we make the finals, I'll fly down for the finals and do the finals, and then get my third chip, you know, to sail away. And then like I say, just talking with management about coming back next year and figuring out how to make that happen. Cause I definitely want to keep doing it. And I love the sport and I love promoting it. And I'll never stop promoting it, whether I'm rookie or not, but I mean, I love doing it. And it's kind of a hassle, but man, once you get into the game day, mode and get that head on, man, it's a different animal, man. It's
Rucky has 50 caps. Let's not forget about that.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah. Just got my, what it was during the Anthem game, they actually gave me a 50 cap. So, I'm at like what, 52 now, I think.
Yeah.
51 or 52. So yeah, that was super awesome for them to do that and to recognize me for that. And it was that. Otherwise, man, I'm just out there being happy and went from fins to hands now, dude. So that was a big change this year. And
Macklemore.
Oh yeah.
Macklemore. Yes.
Macklemore. And last game. So yeah, man, it's been good. And just getting, be able to go around. Like I said, Matt goes around and talks to a lot of people. Levon goes around and talks to a lot of people. Rucky goes around and just listens to a lot of people. Don't talk.
Right.
Goes around and listens to a lot of people. And man, just the amount of people that I hear, oh, this is so-and-so's first game. Oh, this is their first game. This is their first game. Just people bringing people who have never watched the game or never been to a rugby game. That's, I mean, it's awesome to hear that. I know for me, I get season tickets with being Rucky, and I give my season tickets for the last 3 years. I try to give them to people who have never been to a game before. And if they're, you know, I'll see somebody hit Siebel's social media and be like, I didn't know we had a rugby team. And I'll go straight into Rucky will slide in their DMs and be like, hey, you want to go? I got two tickets. These are the games. Pick a game. I'll give you two tickets. And they go, and I mean, I've converted so many Seattle Kraken, like hockey fans that have that come now, and just people who have never thought about watching rugby or didn't, like I say, didn't know we had one, that are thoroughly enjoy. Like, and I tell, it's watching it on TV. If you've never watched rugby, it can be difficult to grasp. Going to see it in person, it's a different animal, man. You see the whole pitch. You have people around you to kind of help you out, and all that kind of stuff. So it's. I'm gonna say just going around and hearing all that, all the people bringing new people. It excites me, man. It excites me that, especially the last game we had a sellout, and it was nice. I mean, there was so many people, and like I say, I must have a couple dozen of people that, oh, I bought this so and so's first game. Oh, this is so and so's first game. I'm like, I wanted to say, awesome, dude.
that's awesome.
Yeah, what did good, it look good like from the pitch, bro? Like, what did it look like? So, like, you know, us up in the pitch, we always think it's full. Like, we look over at the other side, we're covered, and we're like, oh, that looks good. Look at the 200 level, got some love.
It's but loud.
So Pago said something after the game. He was like, bro, did we sell out? It was packed.
So that was one thing. That was one thing when all the players were coming through the tunnel and I was in there changing. They all came up and they're like, Rucky, man, dude, thanks for getting the crowd into it. He goes, honestly, you and the crowd are the ones that got us through that game. That last game when we lost two players, like we were struggling, and you guys having that crowd noise and that crowd behind us, you guys really got us through, man. And all of them came through and said, thanks for doing that. Thanks for getting, you know, helping us get through it. So, I mean, just them saying that, hey, man, you and the crowd got us through that game. Because they, all of them admitted it was loud. Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's fantastic. So it was great to hear that feedback from them. And I mean, I hear it on the pitch all the time, and it's great to hear, you know, somebody else besides Matt start a chant. There was a little kid that was I'm like, oh, I turned around, I was like, yes, you keep going.
You got the U20s there.
Sign him up, man. Sign him up. He's in the Rucky Academy team. All right. So, hey, listen, folks, we're having a good time here. We're sitting down, chilling with the Seawall podcast, having a terrific hang, getting some great inside stories from out there in the Northwest. We're going to come to you with some around the pitch segments. And frankly, I need Levon to talk a little bit more about the rugby golf and how that works. Just give us a lowdown of how that's going to work. He's going to run us off first. We'll be back in just a moment with a little bit more news and information from around the pitch. All right. Here's what we got. Levon, tell us about this June 22nd rugby golf. How is that going to work for people that have never played rugby golf? How does that work? Aside from probably a lot of drinking.
Oh, well, there's going to be a lot of that for sure.
Let's make sure that happens.
Yeah. There we go. True to
cheers,
spirit.
Guys. Yeah. Cheers.
So first off, I've been getting involved with the Valley Kangaroos based out of SeaTac, South Seattle here.
By the airport.
Yep. Literally right on the airport.
underneath the airplane.
Yeah. Flight. And so it's been great running out there with the boys and everything. So, but rugby golf, the way I understand it is I don't quite understand it.
We're just pushing through it.
Exactly. So, I mean, this is what I said. You know, I said to Matt, you know, I made the joke like, this is how we learn. Well, it's also rugby. It's unorthodox. So, here I am speaking out of turn, but it's a lot of drinking. Honestly, though, I'll be also drinking, but I'll be in Barcelona, so I won't be there.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So I won't be there. So Matt,
I'll be there for you, buddy.
Matt's gonna be there, and okay. he's gonna drink for me and John Brooks because you know
I don't know if I can drink for both of the clowns because you guys drink a lot, but I'll be there in spirit. Okay. Let's go there.
All right. So you, from what I understand, you kick the ball to the hole instead of using the golf club, right? You just use your boot and you know. And then you play golf from there. So that sounds like a terrific time. Great experience. Any Seawolf players going to be there, or is it entirely, you know?
It's whoever wants to come.
Gotcha. Not likely. Right. Just not likely. We got a game that night.
Yeah.
All right. But, got it. So they're not going to be there. Gotcha. No.
But it is open. It is open. $30.
I mean, we probably $30 gets you. Old school. Yeah. Seawolves. You know, some guys that aren't on anybody's radar anymore.
$30. All you can drink too.
There you go.
Oh, okay, yeah, $30 keg. Okay,
there you go. Easy. That's a done deal right there. All right, cool, man. All right, so Nick, what do you got for around the pitch, bro?
Man, I mean, this Sunday we got the rookies doing the Seawolves are having a season ticket holder kind of meet and greet, show some. Skill the players will be out there to show kind of some skills to the anybody all ages and just going out. The rookie will be there, kind of hanging out and just kind of doing something special for the season ticket holders so that we can have them back and see. Hopefully, maybe they might bring somebody new and just out there to have fun with the kids and have fun with all the people that want to come out and play some rugby.
There you go. Skills,
so
yeah, we were just talking about possibly doing a podcast
from the event
canopy for the event.
Yeah, a little booth out there.
Kind of booth out there, just kind of let people speak their mind. It probably wouldn't be a bad opportunity. Before.
It would be kind of cool to do the podcast from there, just, because you can have players jump on, just for a couple minutes and talk to them. And those people that can't attend, I think they would appreciate getting a little bit more information and, more personality from the boys. So yeah, that'd be a good idea, man. That'd be worth the while.
Not terrible. See,
I won't be there, but Rookie will.
Rookie will.
Gotcha. Luckily,
I can.
From what I hear, Nick Greer and Rookie are never in the same place at the same time.
I've never met the guy before.
It's kind of like, it's kind of like Superman and Clark Kent. They're never in the same place at the same time.
Booth, you never know what's gonna happen,
All right, Matt.
Because we don't have phone booths anymore. But there's right. that. No, the day before, which is June 1st, there's gonna be sevens down in Olympia, our capital of Washington State. They're trying to get some sevens rolling for June and July here in the Northwest, and they're doing a pretty good job. They're trying to take it as serious as possible, if I recall correctly. Where are they practicing? Are they practicing at Pat Ryan?
Yes, they are. So Tuesday and Thursdays, they've been out there.
The same pitch that we have our Valley Kangaroos. So much like you talking about Kangaroo Court, we're giggling because that's what we call it too with Valley.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah. And so they've been out there. Yeah. They've been out there running and it's great to see them take form and everything.
Levon's actually gone out for touch and contact recently.
Not so much contact, but definitely touch.
Yeah, but he's getting involved. He's involved with Seattle rugby with Kevin Flynn and all the hellions there. And then he's also involved with Valley rugby. So this guy here has really cranked it up in the local community. It's really fun to watch. Nice. And that's around the pitch and in general that people don't know about other than those that know.
Yeah. Well, now people are hooked in. They know what's going on in the Northwest. I know you guys got a lot of irons in the fire, so to speak. And it's no wonder that, they're able to sell out at Starfires just because there's so much to offer the rugby fan and so many opportunities for them to engage with the rugby community, which is great to see. I'm going to throw a shout out for my around the pitch. We've got Father's Day coming up here in a couple of weeks and, salute to all those dads that are out there doing the hard work. I've always said that, one of my one of my greatest or most important jobs was being a dad and raising two good boys. And, so far I think I've done a pretty good job of that, but, I also want to throw a shout out to, three individuals, here now. First of all, to Billy and Bree Meeks, the birth of their son, just a little over about 2 weeks ago. Billy had to miss a couple games because he was out in LA. He chose to miss a couple games to be with his wife and his newborn son a couple weeks ago in LA. Throw a shout out to one of my boys, one of the OGs of players that come on the show, and that is Chris Shade and his wife, Angelica Shade, for the birth of their son, Axel. I have no doubt he'll be propping in like preschool very shortly here. So, you know, he'll crouch, bind, set pretty soon. And all the rest of the kids are looking in amazement, right? And then Dylan, I just connected with Dylan, the Butcher Fawcett, and Alyssa, his wife. They have a baby girl on the way, not born yet. I know the guys in the Hounds were like texting him almost to the minute, like, giving birth yet? Are you going to be playing this weekend? Are you going to, you know, you're going to be being a dad? What's the deal? What's the deal? And still hasn't given birth yet, but it's going to be any day now. So we wish them all the best and hope that little baby girl is sweet as can be and is as happy and healthy as can be too. And we know Liam, little Liam is two, just turned two, and is looking forward to having a sister. So with that, that's around the pitch. And we're going to be moving forward here. I want to make a couple of announcements. First of all, we've got our Super Brew Week 13 winner. For those people that don't know, we host a Super Brew contest. If you're not in, you can still get in. Just make a request for the Rugby Rant Podcast Super Brew contest in conjunction with Rugby Now, who power Shop MLR. $25 coupon to each weekly winner. So even if you're not in for the season, you can get in for the week and win yourself some fabulous merch. And we know that there's some really cool shit coming out, like the Miami just released their jerseys and some other kit through Shop MLR today. You know, maybe we'll see some of these city kits we're going to be talking about pop up on Shop MLR as well. Nevertheless, I want to throw a shout out to the weekly winner. I had it written down. I don't know where I wrote it down, but I'll find it here in just a second anyway. We've got some great merch going on with Super Brew. Weekly winner was a Utah fan. I think it's Mike D is his name. At any rate, congratulations to him. He is a $25 gift coupon, and let's see if that city jersey with Red Rocks on it pops up at Shop MLR. So with that, that's around the pitch. Stick around, folks. When we come back from paying the bills and paying homage to Shop MLR for all that they help us do, which is keep the lights on, we're going to be talking about the city jerseys. And I'll give you a little rundown when we come back through about how we're going to break these down. But again, let's get a word from our sponsors. And by the way, don't forget, if you order something like by Wednesday, you'll have it by game day. I mean, they get that stuff out fast. It ships fast. No doubt. You know, all these guys can attest for it. It looks like you guys got plenty of merch. You're always sporting some Seawolf merch. So, yeah, they ship it out fast. But with that, we're going to come back in a bit after we get a little word from our sponsors.
When we pick up the ball, we also pick up a legacy. A legacy that stretches beyond your current team. A legacy built on the backs of those who came before you with hard work. And for those who will come after you, we promise it won't be easy, but we'll be there, supporting you on and off the field.
All right. This is the goods right here. This is the meat and potatoes, the main dish, the main course, and a 7-course meal. We've got the rant, and there's some really, really good talk here because we're going to be talking about the city kits. They just released 10 of the 12 city kits. We're going to go around the horn here. It's going to work like this. First of all, let me just explain. We were talking about it before in pre-production.
Pulling up our phones so we can like look at the city kits so we know what we're talking about. At least
who knows?
We know what we're talking about.
I'm a kid whore, so I always pay way more attention to this stuff than most people. But nevertheless, 10 of the 12 teams. 10 of the 12 teams have kits. We know that Dallas and San Diego don't. Some fan leaders put out the words to those two teams to find out, you know, if they plan on doing it or what's going on. But we're going to rank those 10. So here's how this is going to work, folks. We got 10 jerseys. All right. So we're going to go around the horn and we're going to tackle the three worst first, running from three, the third worst, to the absolute worst, according to each of us. Right. All right.
We have some, a lot of opinions on this
one. I know. But we got, hey, look, we got a, you know, time limit here, guys. We don't want to just burn all our bridges with three teams. We got to make sure that we're, you know, we play nice, but yeah, give us the lowdown. Tell us what you think on the three worst. And then we're going to break down the middle four and no particular order. Just, you know, what are the four in the middle? And you got to give them a name, your own name, okay, for why how would you describe this middle four? And you can give it any name you want individually. And then we're going to break down our top three. We're going to go from three all the way to the number one. Okay, I think we're getting a lot of difference of opinions here. Pre-production, I already get a sense that we're going to go head-to-head in a couple of these, so it's going to be a lot of fun. All right, so I'm going to start with Rucky first. All right. Nick Greer is going to go first. He's I forgot to mention, folks, here's our criteria. We have four criteria on how and why we're ranking these. How well it reps the city, uniqueness of design. Is it wearable? Would you wear it to a bar? Would you wear it to a game, etc.? And then is it hangable? Right? Because ultimately, these are up for auction right now in the Dash auction. So, like, I have last year's NOLA jersey hanging up in my office. You know, we see the military jersey in the background, just, you know, over Levon's left shoulder. So is it hangable? Is it a piece of art, right? So that's the critical thing right there. All right, so we're going to start with the worst. All right, and Nick, all right, bro, you've got to take us through your three. So start with number three all the way to your worst, which is your number one worst.
I would have to go with third worst. I would say I'm going to go with Chicago.
Oh. Shots fired.
Yeah.
No only, friends are being made today.
Only because I don't know. I don't know the light blue, and I don't get it with Chicago. I get the stripes. I like the stripe, like the jersey you're wearing right now. I like the stripes. Because it reminds me of the old. I'm not a Chicago Bulls.
That's Bulls.
It reminds me of the Bulls jersey, right? I like that.
Yeah. This was clearly a throwback to that Bulls jersey.
Oh, totally. Right?
Oh,
totally.
Yeah.
And then the next one, I would say, Houston, the Twinsies to the Chicago Hounds jersey. I guess they didn't get the memo to make different kind of jerseys. So they look almost the same. It's like
talking smack.
It's like Houston. It's like Chicago's like Houston with stripes, but I like Chicago's better.
Okay.
And then my third worst, I not going to make friends, but I think New England is the worst jersey.
Wow.
I'm a fan. I'm at my house. I have one of their St. Patty's Day jerseys. I had Phil. I bought one from Phil, and Phil sent it to me.
Yeah.
I love that jersey. Their St. Patty's Day has the Celtic knots and everything on it. I like it. I understand the plaid. I get it, but it doesn't. If you just look from basically the last 6 inches, that's where their plaid is, basically. It just looks like a regular jersey.
It is bizarre.
It doesn't look like was the afterthought on the bottom, but
yeah.
Okay, fair enough. All right. Levon, what do you got? Start with three.
Yeah, I'm about to make some enemies in this room right now, but I'm gonna say my third worst is LA. And that's the thing, is like all these kits I know probably has significance to people. I just don't see it. So that's just my thing, is it just looks like a plain purple jersey to me.
You're allowed to have a wrong opinion.
All right. Again, I'm gonna be creating enemies as well with New England, and I swear we didn't conspire, but New England is second worst. It's just like a regular jersey. It just, I don't know. It just doesn't doesn't seem like it has any connection with the area, New England or Boston, but who am I to know? I don't live there. So, and then I said number 8, Chicago.
Okay.
Sorry, Rob, but
no. Okay. All right. Fair. Good. Fair dinkum.
Good. Rob, you want to go before I go?
Yeah, I'll take a slugger at it. I'll take a swing here. All right. So, I'm going to go. My third worst is Houston. So I just like H-Town. Okay. And I think, first of all, there is a method of my madness in my bottom three. There's a commonality. I'll explain what that is at the end. But I think they tried to get a nod to the old Houston Oilers, which I don't have a problem with.
Yep. Okay.
But there's no, like, because there is a baby blue, and then on the cuff here, there's a red and white, right? And so I think they were throwing a nod to the Houston Oilers, which is fine, but they needed to, like, sublimate that oil derrick. Now, maybe it's trademarked or something like that, but, you know, I found it hard to believe you can trademark an oil derrick. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people use it in their visual cues, but nevertheless, I just don't see the city connection there. The second in this is Chicago. Like, as much as I like this jersey, because there's a clear nod to the Chicago Bulls, I just don't know what they were going for. It looks like an Argentina soccer jersey.
That's exactly right? What I thought. Yeah.
Like the baby blue color I get, I would have liked to have seen more of a nod to the Chicago flag, which might have been lost to a lot of people in Seattle or Houston or New England.
Oh no, I saw what the baby blue meant, but I think if you had white and like a white stripe across or something,
right,
like
the red stars or something like that, done more. Is that what the baby blue
goes for? I
think so. Yeah, I just don't. And somebody has said that they were trying to go a connection with baseball, but it's not like. The Cubs don't really use that color. The Sox definitely don't use that color. The Sox do use the pinstripes, but it's black and white. I would have seen it more if they would add hounds and that, like, Chicago, that script, you know, the old English script, and it said hounds like they do Sox, and it was black and white. I would have got that, right? But I just don't really know the city connection here. And then my worst is L.A. And, you know, I get the nod to the Lakers with the purple and yellow. Right, I do, but you know, again, what's the connection? So I think they were all three were going for a sports connection, but I didn't really see it obviously made. You know, but you know, again, it's just my opinion to each his own. So
you're allowed to have a wrong
Matt, opinion. What do you got?
He's going
I love
off
that everybody's
this.
Just like
just going
everybody's
off
so this. Opinionated. I love it. Like I couldn't pay for better.
They're like assholes. We're all assholes.
Right? Oh, yeah. Yeah. They all stink, right? Yeah. Yeah. We all got them. They all stink. I'm going to, oh, man. I'm sorry. But okay. So, third worst. Oh, goodness. I'm going to say the Hounds because it's just out of left field to me. And that is my East Coast team. So, that's really hard to swallow. I don't know what the hell they were thinking. Honestly, I wish I did. I think last year's was way better as you're rocking it.
Yeah.
Is what it is, right? Second worst, LA. Purple and P ain't for me. I just don't like the colors. I don't know what the background of that darker blue in the purple is trying to be, other than maybe like a DC comic character. I wouldn't buy it if you paid me to buy it. And then the worst is like, if we melted color crayons and put them all on one piece of paper, I would never buy it. NOLA.
No,
NOLA. NOLA is the
hush
worst.
Hush your mouth.
Oh man. I'm sorry, Dan, Sheila. I love you guys and you know it, but like, I hope you had nothing to do with this. And yeah, Dan, I saw you defend it with on social media with like the tree with
I thought that was a great defense, though. I thought
it was a great defense.
And that did influence me.
But you know what?
I have to say, Dan.
You know, it's ugly, just like a dirty hole.
Wow.
It's terrible. Okay. Like, brutal.
Hey, don't
like,
hold back.
I can't believe they went all out for it. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they should have went with Dallas's version.
Wow. All right.
Oh, wait a minute. Dallas didn't do a version. That's right.
Oh.
But,
gotcha. Okay. All right, so we're going to go reverse order here. We're going to give, for what reason, I don't know, we're going to give Matt the mic again. And no, I'm just kidding.
Why would you do this for a show, Rob?
So here you go. You got it. No particular order. What are your middle four? But you've got to give it. What is the name? How would you, what's the theme? Describe it, whatever.
There you go.
All right, so we're going to go the middle four. All right. Cherry Blossoms, DC. I don't know, man. Call them pancakes.
The pancakes.
They're like, they're not like, they're okay. We all like pancakes, but nothing special about them. They did the same version the last 2 years, if I recall correctly, doing these Cherry Blossoms, DC, and relating. I mean, at least they have a relatable thing for
sure
for their city and all.
It reps the city.
It reps the city.
Okay.
Geez, middle four. Okay, so now we're going to go to Houston. The Oilers.
I want to see. I know, right? With the oil derrick, man. That'd be so great. Dude, I didn't get the Oilers reference, man.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. I don't know what to call them other than yesterday. I don't know what he called that. The Oilers haven't been around in a minute, so I'll call them yesterday.
Yeah, there you go.
Next up on the chopping block, four. Oh my gosh, I got those two. Jeez,
just pick three more.
I'm gonna say Utah, and it looks like, I mean, it's great, like in the desert. I'll call them AG wannabe.
See, that's what I thought too.
It looks like an AG jersey that would be a city jersey. I mean, I like the. If AG was around, I like it. But Utah, what are you doing? Like, last year was a rodeo. Did anybody get that reference last year for their city jersey? No, nor did I.
Nope.
It's like, hey, Utah, back to Earth. You're not on Mars. I don't know. Jeez, I'm trying to think of my top three, too. So I'm like over here like, I don't know. Let's go with Miami.
Okay.
Why?
We were talking smack earlier about our teeth. They're like, why, Matt? Why? I don't know, because like there's this tree that comes from the midsection growing, and it just erupts. I don't know, bro. Like, you got this random tree coming from your midsection. I like palm trees like everybody, but just not around that area of my body. And I mean, it probably looks really good posted up like this. Would I wear it to an event? No, they're gonna like, what's the rod, bro?
You're right. It does come from like that midsection.
So oh yeah, this stuff.
Was intentional. Everybody would be envious if that was the Joe Dog you were.
Yeah, I want to see the matching shorts.
Coconuts on the shorts.
Yes,
coconuts are on the ground.
Coconuts on the shorts. They missed it.
Marketing genius right there. Marketing. Genius.
Here we go.
This is our jersey sponsor is going to be you next
time. I can screw it up just as well as anybody. Let's put it that way.
All right. So we got it. All right. Here's what I'm going with. My four in the middle. What did you name yours, Matt? What's the theme of your middle?
Mine was all breakfast things. Like, one's a Danish, one's a pancake.
Gotcha. Yeah. The Breakfast Club. That's your theme.
The Breakfast Club. Let's call them the Breakfast Club.
Misfits, they don't fit in it either. You know, they're not swinging for the fences, but they're not flying too low either. Got it. All right.
Yeah, you need them on them all the time.
Here's my theme for my middle is Married with Children. Okay.
Married with Children. Yes.
You're invested. You love it. You love them, but it's comfortable. It's been a while, you can get after it every once in a while because it gets you excited, but it's not like it distracts you at every turn. You know, it's kind of like that meme when the dude's looking back behind him and his girlfriend's like hitting him in the shoulder. What the fuck are you doing? It's Married with Children. All right, so here you go. I'm going with the Anthem. It's wall worthy. All right. I like the theme and the nod to NASCAR because I think that's what they were going for. I'm not a big fan of the Z slashes. So it's not super wearable for me. But I got to tell you, it'd be a cool thing if you had a team signed version to put up on the wall in the first season. So that's the Anthem. I'm going to put it in there, Utah. It's a cool looking jersey. I get that people confusion with the AGs, but they were going for the Red Rocks and the Canyons, which is typical of the landscape around there. So it does rep the city, rep the area. The design's kind of unique. I don't know how wearable it is. It's certainly hangable if you have a signed version, but you know, it's a safe pick. It doesn't do a ton for me. Old Glory. Look, I love cherry blossoms. I think it reps the city. It's a really cool looking jersey. Don't get me wrong. Unique design. It's like when you had that hot wife. Yeah, she's really hot. But you know, I mean, like she's been around a while, so you know, it's been done before. Okay. And they've done the cherry blossoms in a couple different versions. So, you know, it's like they didn't do anything new, right? It was kind of a rehash. And it's like, you know, you get divorced and then you decide to get married to the same woman again. Same thing. All right. I probably now offended
so many notes over here in this side.
Female
so many notes.
So yeah, sorry, guys. Sorry, Liz. All right.
He has no idea. There we go.
Thanks for showing me the cheese. All right. And then the last of the lot is NOLA. I like it. It's wild. It's crazy. It does get me off the couch. The Mardi Gras tree is cool. There's a lot going on there, but for folks in Mardi Gras, they dig it. It's another entry from Becky Foss. The artist who did last year's, it would really, really look cool on the wall, right? Signed version would look awesome. Although I got to tell you, if you get the team signed jersey, it's going to be hard to see all the signatures because there's so much going on there. You put one or two signatures on the numbers, you can get away with it. So it's pretty cool to put it up. I don't know that I would wear it. I don't know that I would wear it. So yeah, that's my four, which I've dubbed Married with Children. All right, LeVon, what do you got?
All right, so I was going to go with oatmeal as my criteria, but Matt took breakfast oatmeal, cereal dude. Over here. Jeez, he cleaned out the continental breakfast.
I just ate and I'm already hungry. Jesus. All right, go ahead.
So, I'm sorry. But I will go with the food, though. I will go with the food, and it's just hamburger. And it's like, it's not like there's no sauce on it. It's just bun, patty, bun, right? You eat it. It's just enough. It's okay. Gets you through whatever. Right. Especially if you're drinking it, you're at the game.
There you go. All right. All right. So what do you got?
Yeah. So I went with Houston, at the top of this list. I think it's a good nod to the city, and its history with, the Oilers and all that stuff that jumped out. And like H-Town is a really, like, that's a common term, like it's like Saint C town, like I get it, like that's awesome, whatever. It's just, yeah, it connects with the city well enough. Okay. Is it wearable? I don't think I'd wear it, but I would definitely hang it, especially with a few signatures. Next was NOLA. I think it's Dan Falcon kind of swayed me that way. I was going to put it in the bottom tier, but I'm like, you know what, fair enough, it connects with the city, I like that. Has the gold, has the green and the purple, all that stuff. It's great. Then the next I put Utah, the Red Rock stuff. That's great. But again, it's just I don't know. It was just kind of plain in the end. I think they kind of missed the mark a little bit of like how they could position the, like, make it more presentable or whatever. But
we are AG. Sorry.
Just, I mean, it's what system. It comes back to in the end. It looks like when I looked at it, it looked like an AG jersey. It just did. And that's
especially,
the other thing.
Especially with the logo, that big logo right in the middle. Big, yeah. It's a white outline. It's a white outline. Like an AG. And if you just glance at it, you'd be like, oh.
Makes me so they could have done better with
it. Came back.
So is it hangable? Yes. Is it wearable? It feels like I'm wearing freaking Austin. Yeah. Then the next anthem. Yeah, I just thought it was just honestly just that kind of you know, putting it all together. That is just hamburger on a bun. Honestly, is that jersey? Is that that's the way to put it? You know.
Got it.
We'll just take a Dick's cheeseburger. No deluxe.
That's no cheese. No cheese. Right. No ketchup. Just that's it.
Here we go.
Get Rob out here so he knows what a Dick's.
Oh yeah, you got to know what Dick's is.
Get him out here.
Three boys with the lowest possible maturity level, and yeah, once again it breaks down to talking about Dick's. All right, so
my middle four. I'm gonna call it, man. You know what, man. I'm going to call him coconut water because that's what I'm drinking right now. Coconut water because it does a job, but it tastes like. it tastes like ass, dude. You know? I mean.
He did bring a bottle of vodka and whiskey.
I know. He didn't drink any of it.
Yeah. I brought them my alcohol. So I'm going to go no particular order, but I mean, I'm going to start from the bottom, go to the top. Go with DC. They say same reason for everybody else. They've done it before. I love the cherry blossoms. I love the jersey. And just, yeah, we've seen it before. Something new is what we're all looking for. I would go AG Fire Sale, would be the Utah Warriors. I hope Gilchrist got some money back for the little jerseys.
Sure, really.
But, do I get a discount if I buy this?
I would go Anthem. I like the nod to NASCAR. I'd probably wear a lot of these jerseys. I mean, if I wasn't a Seawolves employee. Then I'd go Miami. I mean, even though the palm trees coming out of the area, I was still rocking. I would still rock it.
Like a pocket rocket.
Yeah. But I mean, I like the colors. I mean, I'm a palm tree fan, so I mean, I'd rock it. But yeah, I like those are my top four.
All right.
Go coconut water.
Coconut water.
All right. So we're gonna go back around the horn, Nick. You're back on the spot here.
All right.
With your top three. What are you giving us? Start with number three all the way to number one, your top
three. Number three, I'm going to go with L.A.
Wow.
You know, I know you can't see it, but I got a Laker tattoo right here. I'm a Laker fan. I love the purple and gold. I think, like I said, before talking to you, we were downstairs talking, and I said the only thing they're missing on that is in the purple and gold is the white Hollywood. The hills and have Hollywood in the background. You know, I think that'd have been a great add on to the back or add on to the bottom or somewhere. But I think that's where they're missing that. I love the purple and gold. I'm a fan of that. So
and for me, like I always love when you take some cityscape and kind of sublimate it in some real subtle colors in there. I think you're right. I think a Hollywood in there, the Hollywood Hills, that would have on the bottom of the jersey, that would have made it. That would have landed definitely. More for me. Yeah.
Second, I know everybody doesn't like it. I'm NOLA, man. I love the NOLA jersey, dude. I love it. I love
go off kid.
I love weird stuff that's eccentric and like bright and stuff that, you know, I mean that everybody points and goes, damn, where'd you get that at? Oh man, that's awesome. Where'd you get that at? I like that kind of stuff. And that jersey just screams, man, look at me. And I like that. So and then of course my number one is Seattle. I like the tribal nod. Again, I think the only thing that would, I mean, I'd put it at 9.9 out of 10. The only thing making it not a 10 is the city landscape. If they'd have put that skyline on there, it would have made it a 10. It would have made it a perfect 10. But I mean, other than that, I love the nod. Even though it's not, the color of it, like somebody mentioned, the color's not all the way up the top, the tribal outline goes up to the top, and I like that where it doesn't look like a regular jersey. It looks, you know, it's something different, and that's one thing I thought Houston or Utah skipped out on is they have such a big Polynesian community down there.
Yeah,
I would have went with something that I would have went something on that or Red Skate
Warriors like
yeah
same on
yeah man just, like cool. some Polynesian tribal on it or something yeah. something like that, yeah. that
they own your audience
yeah
absolutely
so I mean but yeah. Other than that yeah I mean of course I'm not just because I'm a homer for Seattle but I mean I love the tribal I love the jersey yeah. Yeah. It's I mean I'd let's say I'd rock almost all of those
yeah hear you all right LaVon what do you got
yeah three, so. Two, one. Yeah, 3-2-1. OG in at 3.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that it connects with the city, with nope. DC. I know that the cherry blossoms are huge there, and I'd wear it. Hell yeah. Why not? I like that. I don't know. It's different, right? It's hangable. It's signable and hangable and wearable, all that stuff. I think it's great.
It's different from... Not last year or not the year before.
Yeah. The thing is,
number two then? What's your number two?
Number two. So now I've since changed my opinion. I was going to say Miami at 1. Now I put Miami at 2. I think Miami, yes.
Weird.
Since changed my opinion since being on this. Not totally sway. I think I don't know. It's just it's classic Miami. It's like it's my Miami Vice, pink, you know, whatever that cayenne blue or cyan blue.
Love those colors. Yeah. I absolutely
think
love those.
Think
colors.
It's awesome. But yeah, I'm gonna say number one is Seattle. I think it connects the most with the area. You know, maybe that's a bias that we all have because we know that what it directly connects with, and maybe an LA fan that I put down at the bottom is going to be like, what the hell? No, that's number one because it connects with this. And well, I don't know. So here's that's my bias is that.
It's your opinion.
This is what it is. It's that connects well yeah. with our fan base, with our area. So this is nice. What it is.
Cool. Well, you know, I got to tell you the homerism, you guys may think it's there, but I'm going to be honest with you. My rankings, like, let me just break it down for you. I go with number three. I go with Miami. Is it wearable? Yeah, it's wearable. It looks pretty cool. You could wrap it on the beach. You could wrap it, you know, hanging out in the early afternoons as the sun's cooking down. You're on the beach. You're playing a little footy or whatever, beach rugby. It looked good doing that. It reps the city 100%, not only in colors and the nod and the landscape, you know, the palm tree. It looks cool. It'd be cool signed. And so, you know, it for me, it hits all the marks. It's kind of a unique sign. We haven't seen something like that yet out of any of the city jerseys. So that's number three. Number two is the Seawolves. So that's, you guys aren't wrong. I think they really hit the mark. The tribal, does it represent the city? Yes. It's, you know, really wearable. It looked cool signed. It looked cool, you know, and they haven't done anything like that yet. It still connects with the city. So they're looking for a new angle there. So I think it looks really sharp. I'm probably not going to win a lot of marks here from you boys with my number one, but I'm going with New England. And notice that no other city jersey has a collar, right? And I'm a fan of a collar. And so for me, does it rep the city? Well, it reps New England in the fact that, you know, they've always identified with that tartan thing with the flannel shirts. They've always had a flannel shirt as an option on their you know, merch site. And now they're just kind of building that tartan look into the jersey, and it has a collar. Is it wearable? For me, it's wearable. It wraps the area. It would look good hanging up, you know, on a wall. And the design's not, you know, it's new to them. Right. They haven't done a lot of that. So I like it.
Yeah.
You know, but I got to tell you, you know, looking at these, you could actually get and fit and feel them, and you're going to get a different vibe from them because then you're actually going to be able to see some of the sublimation. So we may be missing the mark just because we're not seeing the jersey in hand. And that's what happened for me in the NOLA jersey from last year. I liked it much better when I actually was able to see it in person. It looked much better than it did when I saw it in the visual cue. So Matt, what do you got? Taking a bow in the last, turn here.
I got you.
So wow. Like,
my third is the superhero, which I call Anthem. I like it because it looks like something right off of a DC comic. I don't know, man. Like, I like it. Just it. I think it's I think it would be. It would show really well. Like, you know, this. You know, if you got a bunch of black signatures in that yellow area, it would look sick on your wall. Would I wear it in public? Nah.
We go to
our boys on the other side of the continent with their collar. I couldn't agree more, man. Like, those things look sharp. And you know, I can't help myself but think of the Scotsman that's probably their biggest fan, Kenny, and his influence upon them going with, you know, the flannel. You know, Scotsman and flannel, peanut butter and jelly, right? Yep. And then, of course, Seattle for number one. I saw them on the I saw them in person, like you said. Sometimes seeing them in person does everything. Yep. And that's definitely what it was for me. I saw it in person at the Captain's Run last week. And I'm like, damn, that thing is gorgeous. Because it's like, what you can't really see in the picture as well as you can in person is that gray background. And also what a lot of people don't know is, our rugby community, or rather our referee rugby community, had shirts similar to that out last year.
Yep.
In different colors. Do you guys remember that?
I do remember that.
And they were that cayenne blue, which is like Miami, and they had pink, which is like Miami, and I believe they had yellow, if I recall correctly. I can't remember the third color, but I wanted one of those in itself. And then Seattle comes out with this. I'm like, that is clutch. I mean, you got the colors of the Sea Wolves, all intermixed. Native shout out, because we got a ton of native love out here. I mean, you know, say PL up, a lot of people butcher that one, or
Squim.
Yeah, exactly. So we've got all these native names out here for cities and towns. So
Seattle
itself seems very appropriate. And honestly, one of our fans travels 2.5 hours out. His name's Buddy. He's my cousin, actually. And he's a native guy from Quinault Reservation. And he comes out all the time. And I'm like, nice head nod to the natives of our area.
And Mitch. And
yeah, and Mitch comes out to our games all the time. My cousin Amanda. So, like, all that. Yeah, it's good.
Yep.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. There you have it, folks. I think, you know, a lot of us are kind of in the same boat. And, again, I'd like the caveat for all of us is I think you're going to get to touch and feel and see some of these up close in person. You might get a different vibe from them just because you can kind of see some of the subtleties. I think for me, that's the way the Nola's jersey is going to be. I think I'm going to like it a lot more when I get the bigger picture. I can kind of see the tree, you know, that's decorated with all the beads, because that's certainly where the nod's coming from. But, hey, look, anybody that disagrees, that's fine. You got your own opinion. We got our own opinion. Drop us a note. Let us know what you think. I'm always curious and interested to see your thoughts. Again, Dan and Sheila Falcon came through and let us know ahead of time, you know, just kind of the vibe and the feel and the reason, you know, behind that tree. We know Becky is a local artist that a lot of people love. So clearly, for people in New Orleans, it really means a lot to them, and it may be your own city's jersey may mean a lot to you. So we'd like to hear from you. Drops line, drops comment. Let us know what you're thinking. We'd be happy to hear about it. And with that, we're almost done, but we have to really quick check in with this upcoming week's slate of matches with our
the Rugby Rants Lock of the Week.
All right, so we're coming at you with Lock of the Week, and here's how it's going to break down. I got a little video, or not video, but a little imagery for you. Here are the matches for the week. You know, we got Old Glory versus Anthem. We got NOLA versus Houston, Utah, San Diego, New England back at it this week against Dallas, and the LA against the Sharks. Of course, all the teams that are on your left on the viewing screen are the home teams. So we're gonna start with Nick. Who's your lock of the week, my brand?
I mean, I'd say Seattle, but they're not playing. I mean, they can't lose.
Yeah, they'll win against the bye week. I agree.
I think I'm gonna go with Utah, man. Beating San Diego. I mean, they've been looking tough. And San Diego hasn't looked themselves the past couple weeks.
Yeah.
So I think I'm gonna go Utah to as my lock to beat San Diego.
Okay, that's a good one. All right, LaVon, what do you got?
Yeah. So I was talking with our GM Brian, and we kind of had this conversation about how the league has just really grown and gotten more competitive. So I'm going to go Dallas away. They're going to get the victory against New England Rejects.
Listen, I know you West Coasters. It won't really matter who shows up unless you guys are in the final. But man, I would love for a West Coast team to disrupt New England once again,
so my
teams could stay up there near the top.
And I'm not just saying that because, like, just because they beat us, and like, you know, New England fans say, oh, just because they beat you, it means they're going to beat us. No. I think that they're going to go in there and get a victory. Absolutely.
Gotcha. I like it. All right, Matt, what do you got? Lock of the week.
DC over Anthem. DC is going to crush them. Saying.
Okay. All right.
Yep. I want Anthem to succeed. That's not it. But like, DC played us with their hearts out last week, and I got to see what they're made of. And the reality is, they were in the fortress and they were giving us hell.
And
it was a lot to witness. So, like, they're going to crush Anthem.
You know, and you know what I like about DC's lineup? Coach Cross has been putting out that the finishers, you know, the 16 through 23, those typically have almost all been American players and young guys too. You know, Colin Gross, although he's gotten a couple starts in there, and you got one of my guys, Bill Whiteside, and you got there's Calaxico, and there's Koi Nelligan, and you got a number of those guys, and then you got Corey Daniel, is just a great dude, two-time wrestling state champ out of Virginia, I believe it is. So yeah, I like that mix of dudes. I like that call at the DC over the Anthem. My lock of the week. I'm gonna go out on a limb here. Houston has got to fall again. And I'm picking NOLA over Houston.
Yeah, I was going to pick that too, but I.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Me and Rob are like going hard on.
Here's the thing. I NOLA really put on a nice show against the Hounds last week, and I was there to see it firsthand. And I tell you what, I think that they get Rodney back at 10. Not this Reese. I love me some Reese Botha. He played awesome last week. But you know, you want your experience out there, and you can't beat international experience with the Samoan Rodney Iona playing a 10. And you know, they can get Dorian Jones back healthy too, and they can play a combo at 10-12. But Jordan Jackson Hope's been playing well. JP Duplessis is just a rock on defense, and he jackals like a Lucy. So I'm looking, I'm looking for NOLA to pull the upset this week. In the house in New Orleans.
Hopefully Ed can get a couple more tries too.
Yeah. How about it? Ned was just a man amongst boys last week. So, all right, those are locks of the week, folks. Let us know what you think, but enjoy the weekend slate of games. They should be awesome. You got five to run out on and have a good time with. Again, hit up Super Brew if you want to win yourself some coupons to get yourself some merch. More and more stuff is coming out on Shop MLR every week, and they get it fast and they get it there quick. You can have it by the weekend to enjoy as you support whomever you support. But that's all for us, man. This was a great collab, a great hang with the Seawall Podcast. These boys are bad. They do a great job. Check out the Seawall Podcast. They'll fill you in on all that's going on out there in the Northwest with the Seattle Seawolves. They do a great job. We appreciate it. Matt, LeVon, Nick, thanks, my guys. You guys were awesome. Enjoy rugby golf. Enjoy all that you guys got going on out there in the upper Northwest. And everybody else, of course, check us out each week. We'll be back with some more interviews because we're trying to grow rugby one fan at a time. And with that, we will see everybody at the next.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy.
It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.